Millions of people in the United States are getting vaccinated, but millions of Americans also live abroad, many of them in countries where access to vaccines is limited and infection rates high. As we hear from Michael Sullivan in this story that first aired on Morning Edition, many overseas Americans are desperate for the U.S. government to help them.
Thailand has vaccinated less than 2% of its population, even as infection rates this month have reached new highs. And that scares many Americans living here who are desperate to get jabbed.
President Biden made a very public announcement that all Americans would have access to vaccines. And overseas, there are literally hundreds of thousands of Americans who do not have access to vaccines right now. And we're thinking, what are we, chopped liver?
That's Paul Risley, chairman of Democrats Abroad Thailand. He says he's happy the U.S. government took the lead in finding vaccines. He just wants Americans abroad included. And on this point, there is rare bipartisan agreement. Here in Thailand, anyway.
Look, I'm 100% behind our common push to get Americans vaccinated by the embassy.
Tony Rodriguez lives in Bangkok and is vice president for Republicans Overseas Asia.
I'm sure a lot of people realize it's a bit difficult sometimes for Democrats and Republicans to work together, but I thought this was a great opportunity to do something together, and we're all Americans.
Last month, they sent a letter to Secretary of State Tony Blinken, asking that Thailand become a pilot program for vaccinating U.S. citizens abroad, for whom a 16-hour flight home is too daunting, too dangerous, or too expensive. Paul Risley.
I have two small children, 10 and 7. We would all have to go together. We would have to be tested several times. We would probably have to find a place to stay for 4 weeks while we are getting vaccines number one and number two. Then on the return to Thailand, we would have to spend 2 weeks in mandatory hotel quarantine.
All in, he says, even if the family managed to stay with relatives, it'd cost them at least $10,000 and 6 to 7 weeks minimum. Tony Rodriguez of Republicans Overseas.
I'm 60, and a lot of my friends are in their 60s and their 70s, even their 80s, and I'm very concerned about them as well. Not all of them have the wherewithal to fly home, and they have really very limited options.
But some have gotten very creative in finding a hack.
My name is Ruben L. Sushman. I'm originally from New York and worked in finance and Wall Street for about almost 20 years.
Sushman lives in Bangkok, and at the end of April, with cases there spiking, he flew to the closest U.S. soil he could find, on the Pacific island of Guam, where he had his choice of U.S. vaccines.
You can get any of them. There's plenty of supply here.
He chose Pfizer, and while he did have to quarantine on arrival in Guam, he says the U.S. government paid for it.
So for 2 weeks, nice hotel on the beach, full internet, full food, 3 meals a day. They'll do your laundry, and it's 100% free.
And it's a lot closer and a lot cheaper than flying all the way back to the States, though he'll still have to quarantine for 2 weeks on arrival in Thailand. But the issue is on the White House's radar. Here's Press Secretary Jen Psaki last week.
We have not historically provided private health care for Americans living overseas, so that remains our policy, but I don't have anything to predict in terms of what may be ahead.
Americans here in Thailand hope it's change. And after a conversation last week with an embassy official here, Republicans Overseas Tony Rodriguez was upbeat.
I don't know. I'm starting to get a little bit optimistic that something may actually happen.
For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.